Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Police have now charged a woman over the defacing of a painting. It's alleged the 37-year-old spray-painted the Woodside logo on Frederick McCubbin's Down on His Luck at the Art Gallery of WA yesterday. She's been ordered to face court next month. Police say their inquiries are ongoing. A car has ploughed into a home in Perth's northeast, causing significant structural damage, narrowly missing a man while he was sleeping. It's happened on Vibana Drive in Averley about 11:15pm. The man awoke to find the car next to his bed.
Lights, smoke. I think it was the car lights coming through. I'm not sure. And then it went dark. I saw the light come on. I didn't know it was a car until I actually felt the hood just coming off my bed. The light went on inside the... I remember that. And the radio came on. Then I heard him wailing.
That audio on 7 there. Another three people have been charged with the murder of Perth teenager Cassius Turvey. Police allege two men and a woman, all in their 20s, were at the scene when the 15-year-old was beaten with a metal pole in October. They'll face court today. A 21-year-old man has already been charged over his death. He remains in custody. Woolworths has today confirmed it's closing its in-store butcher shops at 300 locations across the country. More than 480 positions are set to go by the end of March. The majority are trade-qualified butchers. The third largest fringe festival in the world launches in Perth and Bunbury today. 500 shows at over 100 venues between now and February 19. All the details at fringeworld.com.au. Day 5 action at the Australian Open is now underway, but the scheduling remains the talking point after Andy Murray's epic win over Tanasi Kokkinakis didn't finish until 4 a.m. Melbourne time. Two games to go for the Scorchers before another BBL finals campaign. Perth have a chance to cement top spot tonight when they play the Strikers at Adelaide Oval. And Wildcats fans are encouraged to get to the game against the Sydney Kings early tonight. The club will honour club legend Sean Redditch by retiring his number 42 Guernsey.